Yuma, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. V'lama hutzrichu l'chach, so why do they need to be so careful and have somebody look out and make sure that it was alois ha-shachar? Or like Matasyahu ben Shmuel, that the sky had light in it. Shepa machas ola mi'or halvona. One time, it was a cloudy day, like the Tefer Sol explains, and the moon, when it went up, it appeared as if the sun was up. V'dimu sheheir mizrach. And they thought that it was really from the sun, and it was morning time. V'shachtu es ha-tamid, and they shachted the carbon tamid shel shachar. V'tziyu leves ha-sreifa, and now they had to burn it. V'tziyu means, when a carbon is posel, there's a mitzvah, we've said this earlier, that there's halach l'moshe mi-sinai, that you have to burn it in kodesh. That was the whole Mishnah at the end of Shkalim, when something became Tameh, to take it out of the Beis HaMikdash right away, was one issue, because you know how to keep Tumah, but on the other side, there's a mitzvah to burn Kachim that become Pasul or Tameh. But something that's Pasul that's not Tameh, obviously there's no problem keeping it in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not Tameh, so there's no issue of Tumah, so you burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. So they brought it out, not out of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought it out in the place, the Beis HaSreifa, which was inside the Beis HaMikdash. And because of that, because of this Takala, they were more careful and made sure that it was always daytime. Mishnah continues, Horidu Kohen Gadol Vesatfila. The Rav says this is now going back to the regular Seder of the Avod of the Kohen Gadol. Once it was now confirmed that it was daytime, they now took the Kohen Gadol to the Beis HaTfila, where he went into the mikvah, because he needed to do tefillah before he shechted the Karban Tamid. Zeh HaKlal Hayah B'Mikdash. Kol HaMesech HaSraglav Taun Tefillah. The Klal in the Beis HaMikdash is that any time a person would go to the bathroom, Mesech HaSraglav means to sit, and literally it's to cover his legs when one's in a crouching position. So if he does that, with bowel movements, he needs to go to the mikvah, Taun Tefillah. And if he would urinate, Taun Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He needed to wash his hands and his legs. The reason is because he should wash them, but there shouldn't be any urine on the legs. On the hands, the Gemara asks, Gemara goes through in Brachos, why does he have to wash his hands? So the reason that is that his hands should be scrubbing off his legs. People shouldn't think that he's a kros shivcha, that he can't urinate properly, and he also would not be able to have kids if that was the case. And if he has clothing that's soiled from urine, people would think that. So therefore, he has to be careful to wipe it off. And if he's wiping it off, his hands will inevitably be dirty. So that's why always, even when he would urinate, he would wash his hands off as well. That's what Taisi Santa brings based on the Gemara. And the reason they do this is that if they think that he's a krus shivcha, then they'll think that his kids are mamzerim. So not that people should think that way. That's why there's a din that he would be washing his hands.